And some really fast and aggressive guitar playing. Sounds a little bit like their song Keep Yourself Alive. I think the drumming by Roger Taylor is pretty intense in that song too. And that great big thunderbolt at the end, that was actually recorded by Brian May outdoors on a portable recorder during a thunderstorm. And in the album's liner notes, they give credit to God for the thunderbolt. In our upcoming set, we'll be hearing another wonderful jazz version of a song used as a theme for a TV show. And we'll also be hearing from John Coltrane and his quartet, some Clifford Brown. And I'm going to be sending out a song to Savoir Faire from Jan Hammer. But first, we're going to be hearing from the American big band trombonist, arranger, composer, and band leader, Glenn Miller, who was the best-selling recording artist from 1939 to 1942, when he volunteered to join the U.S. military to entertain troops during World War II. And then, in December 1944, while he was flying to Paris, his plane disappeared in bad weather over the English Channel, and he was posthumously awarded the Bronze Star Medal. But before all that, he recorded this, A String of Pearls. And through the magic of technology, it's coming to you right now, here on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford and WMFO.org on the web.
Real good.
Bewitched,
bewitched. You've got me in your spell. Bewitched, bewitched. You know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. Bewitched, bewitched. One thing is for sure, that stuff you itch just hasn't got a cure. My heart was under lock and key, somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad to be
WMFO Medford 91.5 on the FM.
Half of young Americans can't locate economic powers like Japan and India. 20% can't even find the Pacific Ocean. Without geography, our children aren't ready for the world. Geography is everywhere. It's incredible creatures. Rhythm. Fashion. Flavor. It's economics. And politics. It's change. Understanding connections between people and places is critical in the 21st century. That's why we created MyWonderfulWorld.org to give our kids the power of global knowledge. Go to MyWonderfulWorld.org for your free parent and teacher action kits. Because kids who understand our world today can succeed in it tomorrow.
Okay.
You're listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO, Medford.
Oh, what does that old queen know?
The greatest guy in the whole galaxy.
Thank you.
And here's Rosetta Crawford singing with Tommy Ladner, one of the best trumpet men ever to come out of New Orleans and the New Orleans area. Tommy Ladner on trumpet. Mez Mesro was on clarinet. James P. Johnson on piano. Teddy Bunn on guitar. Elmer James on string bass. And Zudie Singleton on drums. This was in 1939. And it says, I can think of this myself, I'm tired of fattening frogs for snakes. So here we go.
Gals around here are just like leeches, playing your orchard and steal your peaches. I wish all these tears would let my man be. But he was gobbled up by some daddy grabbing shark. I dressed him all up so he would look good. He cheated with all the chicks in my neighborhood. So now I'm tired of fattening frogs for snakes.
From the cup of bitterness and hatred.
you're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and this program is called The Tears of the Gods. It's a sound collage. Every week, we've got a different theme. This time around, it's called jazz. And one of the characteristics of A Tears of the Gods is we've always got some sort of a feature for you. And this week, it's Queen's 1978 album called Jazz. And then we go mixing in all sorts of audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, in between and on top of the music. We began that set with Glenn Miller and A String of Pearls. And then it was Peggy Lee with the theme to the TV show Bewitched from Ultra Lounge Volume 13, TV Town. And then we heard a track from our featured album. This one written by their bass player, John Deacon, If You Can't Beat Them. And that was another high energy song off that album. And it was a real life favorite for the band in the late 70s. We followed that with a John Coltrane quartet and a piece called Say It Over and Over Again. And then it was Clifford Brown and Excuse These Blues from his Memorial album. And then we heard Hank Fonts eloquently and very thoroughly pre-announce all the personnel on the next song we heard, which I've more succinctly entered in Spinatron as Rosetta Crawford singing I'm Tired of Fattening Frogs for Snakes, which was recorded live in 1939 and then played by Hank Fonts over our 91.5 FM airwaves in 2006. And at the time, we didn't have an archive. We just had a live stream. But I recorded a bunch of my own archives of Hank and Promethean commentary plus jazz, and through the magic of technology, bring it all to you here now, many years later. And we concluded with a song I was sending out to Savoir Faire, host of Songs from the Squid Pod. That was Jan Hammer and his Miami Vice theme. Backing me up right now is our featured ambience artist, once again, Sun Ra and his orchestra. And this song is Sonology Part 2. I've been mixing in a lot of audio clips from Martin Luther King Jr. in this episode. He was certainly a complex personality. That's what we say when we mean that in history's judgment, he did a lot of things that we admire and a bunch of things that we don't. In 1964, he was the youngest man to win the Nobel Peace Prize for his work as a peacemaker, promoting nonviolence and equal treatment for people of all races. On the other hand, there were other things that he did that were not to be admired, like his plagiarism. Boston University conducted a formal inquiry after concerns were raised about his doctoral dissertation, and it concluded that about one-third of the dissertation had actually been written by an earlier graduate student. Such, quote, uncredited textual appropriation, end quote, as the King scholar Claiborne Carson has labeled it, was something Martin Luther King often did. Some people have argued that this falls within the tradition of African-American folk preaching. And I can see that, the angle on it. But I think there's a big difference between getting content for a sermon from other places and kind of mashing all that up. Or more accurately, not really mashing it up, but just taking it verbatim, versus where you do that for a dissertation, where you're getting credit, like a PhD for that. And it's not like Martin Luther King didn't know about that, because he took a class on scholarly standards and plagiarism while he was studying at BU. Yes, a complex personality. We got one last set for ya. We're gonna be hearing from the great American jazz drummer and band leader and composer, Gene Krupa. Also, the amazing Bud Powell. And some more selections from our featured album, Queen's Jazz. Particularly this song, Mustafa, written by Freddie Mercury, and also released as a single off the album. The lyrics are a crazy mix of English, Arabic, Persian, and maybe some invented words. And he had a lot of fun singing it live. Here now for you is the jazz album version.
Mustafa, Mustafa, Ibrahim. Mustafa, 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 Ibrahim. Mustafa, Ibrahim, Mustafa, Ibrahim. Allah, Allah, Allah will pray for you. Mustafa, Ibrahim, Al-Hadra Kristanin. Allah, Allah, Allah will pray for you.
Mustafa.
Hey,
Mustafa.
Ibrahim, Mustafa Ibrahim, Allah, 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 Ibrahim, 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 Allah, 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 hey.
Mustafa, Mustafa, Allah in the soul, Mustafa, Mustafa, Akbar is in the soul.
Mustafa, salam alaikum. Mustafa Ibrahim, Mustafa Ibrahim, Allah, Allah, Allah will pray for you. Mustafa Ibrahim, Akbar Ish Naveen,
Allah, Allah, Allah will pray for you.
Mustafa, Mustafa Ibrahim.
Real jazz. Thank you.
advocate nonviolence with passive resistance and still determined to use the weapon of love. We are still insisting emphatically that violence is self-defeating, that he who lives by the sword will perish by the sword.
Police walked in for Jimmy Jazz. I said he ain't here, but he sure went by. Oh, you're looking for Jimmy Jazz. Yeah, they said, strapped him up the gun for Jimmy Dread. Cut off his gears and chop off his head. Police come look for Jimmy Jazz. Put it down somewhere over the outside. See it gets to Jimmy Jazz. Jazz. Where's Jimmy Jazz? I said, he was here, but he said he went out. He's there looking for Jimmy Jazz. Jazz, Jazz, Jazz. He's got the master gun for Jimmy Dread. Cut off his ears and chop off his head. Oh, you're looking for Jimmy Jazz. Jazz, Jazz, Jazz. What a relief! I feel like a soldier, look like a thief. It's for the jazz.
Lisa come looking for the Jimmy Jazz. He came in and went out. Of course, now they're looking here for that Jimmy Jazz. Jimmy Jazz.
In fact, don't you bother me. Not anymore. I can't take this tale. Oh, no more. It's all around Jimmy Jazz. Jazz. Z, 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 Z. J, A, Z, Z. Z, Z, Z. J, A, Z, Z. J, A, Z, Z. J, Z. Jimmy Jazz. And then it sucks. Chop, chop.
When you have seen hate-filled policemen curse to kick and even kill your black brothers and sisters. And you see the vast majority of your 20 million Negro brothers smothering in an airtight cage of poverty in the midst of an affluent society. And you suddenly find your tongue twisted and your speech stammering as you seek to explain to your six-year-old daughter why she can't go to the public amusement hall and see her developing an unconscious bitterness toward white people. And you have to concoct an answer for a five-year-old son who is asking, Daddy, why do white people treat colored people so mean? And you are humiliated day in and day out by nagging signs reading white and colored. And your first name becomes nigger. Your middle name becomes boy, however old you are. And your last name becomes John. And your wife and mother are never given the respected title Mrs. And you are harried by day and haunted by night by the fact that you are a Negro, living constantly at tiptoe stand, never quite knowing what to expect next. And are plagued with inner fears and outer resentment. And you are forever fighting a degrading and degenerating sense of nobody. Then you will understand why we find it difficult to wait.
Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and He's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. This week's theme has been jazz, featuring Queen's 1978 album Jazz. We kicked off that set with Freddie Mercury singing the album's opening cut, Mustafa. And then it was Gene Krupa with I Know That You Know from his album of recordings from 1935 to 1945. Next up, it was the amazing Bud Powell with Reitz and I from the album The Amazing Bud Powell, Volume 2. And then pushing on the theme just a little, it was The Clash with their song Jimmy Jazz from London Calling. And then it was Nate Najjar with his very cool cover jazz version of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And then we concluded with our final selection from our featured album with Let Me Entertain You another high-energy song written and sung by Freddie Mercury. Meanwhile, closing us out right now is our final Sun Ra ambiance selection. This is Somewhere Else, Part 1, from his 1988 album, Somewhere Else. Coming up next should be Savoir Faire and Songs from the Squid Pod, and a feature-packed mix of some of the best music from the 1980s for you. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and driving. People die that way, and you wouldn't want to hurt yourself or anybody else, would you?
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.